Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
We are back on Project Independence and you, having a really fabulous show where we're just talking about everything great that's going on in North Hempstead. And we certainly never have enough time to talk about all the wonderful things that are happening. But I just want to remind people that our great ARP defensive driving classes will be kicking back off. There's actually one tomorrow, which may have some spaces left. So just call 311 to find out about that. But the next one is October 20th. We always encourage people who are still driving to take these defensive driving classes, because on top of, learning stuff, that you might like refreshers, certainly, because I've done it myself, too, which is certainly good because there's things you forget along the way. You could also get discounts on your insurance or take points off. It's worth it.
Let me tell you, I have two sons, both in their 20s. Well, one soon to be in his 20s. And my car insurance is through the roof. And Thank goodness they have good driving records. But the defensive driving course really saved a lot. It saved
a lot
of money.
You don't even realize.
But what happens, unfortunately, is just as you're saving the money, then your insurance goes up anyway.
It balances it out. But you're really good. It's certainly something we recommend people doing. And what's great, too, is that ARP members get a discount on it. And then, it's $25 for non-members, $20 for members. So I really recommend that you do it. It's 869-6311 to call to register. It's at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's 1601 Marcus Avenue in New Hyde Park. So definitely.
And how many are there left? I think they have.
So far, there's one tomorrow, but that might be full. I'm not totally sure. But then there's October 20th, there's November 10th, and December 8th.
So there's opportunity.
Absolutely.
You should definitely do it.
I really recommend everyone check that out, too. Also, we have a fabulous program that sounds lovely. It's called Sip and Stroll. That's going to be on September 22nd at 4 p.m., and that's going to be at the Clark House at Clark Botanic Garden. There'll be wine tasting, refreshments, live music, raffles, and a Twilight Garden tour. Admission's $30 for members and $35 for non-members there. It's a really beautiful thing, and it all goes to funding the Clark Botanic Garden projects.
Which is just
there.
Beautiful.
It really
Have
is.
You been there, Sabina?
Many times.
It's so nice.
It is beautiful, and the nice thing about it is it's beautiful in the spring. It's beautiful
That's right, because
the
there's all
fall.
Different things blooming at different times.
Right. Yes,
right.
Yeah, it really is something absolutely.
It's not, spring's almost over, we better hurry or we won't see anything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful
it's
there.
It's nice, and they have a little shop there, too.
Yeah, see, clearly that's where our mind goes.
Like, oh, sorry, we're talking about shopping?
There's a little shop.
Oh, I love places with a little gift shop.
Please, yeah. I've been doing that since I was a little girl. It's like in my bloodline at this point. But I really recommend checking that out. It sounds like a lovely fall event to occur. Then I want to also remind people Project Independence programs are kicking back up again in September. All of our advisory committees are meeting in September. So wherever your region is, I really recommend calling 311, finding out the date for that, because I always say that's the best place to go to really get an idea of what Project Independence is. And you could be as active in it as you want. You can be quiet. You can come 1 month, not another month.
Right.
It's flexible.
It's not a commitment, but it is great to have you there, because that's where all of the programs stem from, is when we're at these advisory
meetings.
And we hear from different people what their needs are. Very different what it's someone in Great Neck, where you have a lot of these apartments, versus like Roslyn, where it's more, spread out suburbia.
Yeah.
So needs for seniors are very different in these two areas. So it's important to hear from the seniors what they need. And, Sabina, the taxi transportation program that we were speaking about, the idea came from an advisory meeting, and I think it was from Great Neck.
It was Great Neck.
Yeah. Well, in Great Neck, we have many, many, many apartment houses, and I believe 63% of the population are seniors. So we have a lot of senior services. But, they have to get out. You have to be with someone. If you're alone all day and you say to someone who stays alone all day, what do you do? Well, I watch television. They watch television and all of a sudden they get up and say, oh, I hurt my neck, you know. You have nothing to think about, nothing to do, and eventually you're going to get blah and be down. Get out, find some place to go, somebody to talk to, something
Absolutely.
To do. You say, I don't drive. Ask around. You'll get a ride there. You'll get a ride back. Independence, you can get a cab. What is it, $3.25?
Yeah, it depends on where you're going. That's for medical transportation, non-emergency medical. And then shopping's free.
For shopping, you can go. You can go out twice a week.
These shopping centers, and there's all kinds of things. You know, you can go to the store. You can go to the pizza place. I mean, whatever's in that center.
You don't have to food shop either. You know, we could take you to that particular area. Usually there is a bank.
Yeah.
You know, there's a cafe. There's stuff to do.
Well, in my little shopping center down there, there are two banks. There's a supermarket. Mm-hmm. There's a shoemaker. There's a kosher restaurant, Indian restaurant, Asian restaurant.
That sounds like a good center. Sabina's got a good
great,
one.
I'm so hungry right now.
And there's a drugstore there.
When the transportation program was figuring out what locations to go, that was really all taken into account, was to find these locations that, you know, had a bunch of different things, you know, because it's we wanted to make the
more
best
of a social, not just the food shopping, but it also becomes more of a social activity. Yeah. And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taxi. It's door to door. You know, a lot of times, a lot of different areas, like we were talking about before, how there are a lot of good services and programs throughout Nassau and Suffolk. I mean, even though in Northampton, I do think we have the best services.
I really do.
It's a lot easier to get into a taxi than it is to get into a bus. So,
you're talking, a lot easier? It's completely different. You know, in the bus, you have to step up the step. And when as you get older, you shrink and the step seems to be getting higher and you have to pull yourself up.
Right.
You know, you get in a taxi, boom.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's really, and I really encourage people to, even if you need transportation to somewhere else, Shari, our mobility manager, will really work with you and find out the best way for you to get certain places, even if we don't provide it.
Right. Even if you don't live in the town, I mean, you know, certainly if you call 311 and you live outside the town, she's not going to hang up and say, I'm sorry, we can't serve you. But she will definitely, has the best resources for transportation, really in New York. Because a lot of times we have people that are traveling outside of the town and they just need help or information.
Like navigating. So, we call her the travel agent of the town. She should really get you from A to B. And another great program, speaking of getting out there and, you know, bettering your life on so many things.
Important one.
We have a great program and transportation will be actually available for this program. It's called Better Choices, Better Health Workshop. We're doing this in partnership with NYU Winthrop Hospital. And it's really an amazing program where you're able to learn to make decisions and solve problems, create an exercise plan you can manage, feel less tired, deal with anger, depression, and other emotions, manage pain and stress, communicate better with your family and friends and health professionals, which is a huge one, use medicine safely, eat healthy, understand your treatments, and plan for the future. So, I mean, it's really kind of the whole picture of healthy aging. It's a free 6-session workshop. As I said, transportation is available for this. It's going to kick off on September 25th, and then it's October 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that's at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center.
And, you know, I was actually trained to do this through Northwell a few years ago, and the program was really helpful. I mean, it really is informative.
For all ages, too. You know, it's really something that you could actually, and you get this workbook, and you can share it with other people, too.
And it's a social experience. Yeah. So people are coming together every week, so you get to know the people in your group, and there's a lot of camaraderie because everybody in the group is getting older, and they have these conditions, and it's not about, oh, no, another condition. It's about how do you live with it? How do you live life with these conditions? And these are some of the helpful ways to do it. So it's a positive program.
The thing is, as you get older, you have more of the same problems. When you're young, you know, you're married 2, 3, 5 years. You may have children. Your married other friend may not have children. You may be in an apartment. They may be in a house. As you get older, you have more in common. So,
yeah,
you know,
that camaraderie is,
and you can understand somebody else's problem.
Right, exactly.
And maybe help them with it. Say, you know what I do when that happens? Bup, 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 bup.
Absolutely. That's what's really important about all of our programs that we offer at Project Independence, because no matter what the topic is, you know, where it is educational, you really also, it becomes very social, and you could share things. And, wow, we're really rapidly
coming to
the
end. So we always like to thank everybody here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. Victoria, it's always so nice to see you here as the engineer. You do such a great show. And Janine Solero, who's the administrator, and of course, Dan Cox. Great. It's great to just come back here every week. And
you guys make the show.
Yeah.
It's our radio family, and it really
and Sabina,
it's a pleasure.
Our co-host, thank you
so much.
We're
glad you came back, Sabina. We missed you.
Thank you. Thank you. I missed you.
We'll see you soon, I'm sure. And Christina, as always, the most wonderful radio show producer for 7 years almost.
I know we're gonna be hitting our 8th anniversary. We're gonna hit our eighth year.
Wow.
We're coming to an end. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And please listen each Friday from 10 to 12. Have a great weekend.